Well, good morning and welcome to The Master's Call. My name is Rosalind Peterson. I reside here in Bowie, Maryland, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I thank you for being able to come on this call. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we bless your holy and magnificent name. We lift you up this morning, and we welcome your awesome presence here. We thank you for allowing us to even wake up this morning. We are to another day. We're grateful for the beauty of your holiness. We thank you for the sun that you have set in the sky. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Pastor Vanessa Witherspoon for saying yes to this call. And we ask that you continue to saturate them with your love and to continue to give them the strength to carry through. We thank you for our time here together. We ask that you would bless the speaker that would be coming for this morning, that you would give that speaker anointing that will allow us to be able to hear word that you have given them in their hearts. We ask that you continue to guide us through your truth and teach us all that we need to carry on through the day. We ask this in Jesus' most magnificent name we pray. Host, are you there?
I am, Rosalind. Minister Rosalind, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Okay, praise God. Just realized that my volume was on low mode, so I wanted to make sure you guys were able to hear me. God bless you. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning. Minister Rosalind, we just give God glory for you, and we can tell you definitely woke up with Jesus on your mind this morning. Glory to God. And we're so thankful that you are part of this great ministry. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell, who resides here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And along with everyone here who is a part of TMC, welcomes all of you to the Master's Call. We are so thankful that you joined us. And I'm going to share just a little bit about what this call is all about. It started back in 2010, October, as a matter of fact, by our great co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon. And with their yes, they stood on God's word. And that word is Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, believe it or not, we have a website. It is a great website, and you can go there and see the bios of the speakers and get great information, as well as hear messages from that have been archived back there on that site. And it is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And we're so thankful that all these messages are there. Wonderful, wonderful message for quite a few years, because we've been here since 2010, and we are celebrating our ninth year. The theme for the year is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and collectively, will clearly be seen. Now, many of you might want to be a part of this great ministry, and we invite you to do so. Listen, we are family, and we would love to have you. You can greet, as Minister Rosalind did so graciously. You can host, which is what I'm doing. And then you may even have a word that you want to share. Come on and join us, and I'm telling you, you'll be blessed, I'm telling you. And to send your information, you send it to info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, what got us all together is this great and awesome health and wellness company called Artists International that was established by Antonio Diaz de Leon over 30 years ago, and we are now under the umbrella of Artist Life, where we definitely have the best products on this side of heaven. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they will gladly share more information with you. And with that, we have today, which is Thursday, the new morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday after this call, where all the leaders there come together and give you great information on the benefits of these products. And today is Testimonial Thursday with Manager Minister D. Lee Holston. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Well, I'm getting out of the way because I know this powerful woman has a word from on high. We're so thankful that she is a part of this great ministry. We are thankful to God that she is a praying woman. She is a woman who's on fire for the Lord. She is a woman who doesn't back down when the devil comes and attack, okay? That's the type of people I want to be around. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm talking about none other than Minister Willa Peterson, who is married to the awesome man of God, Gerald Peterson, and they've been married for over 43 years, and they have three wonderful kids. They're Javen, Kenan, and Macy. And then God blessed them with an adorable granddaughter. She's all of our grandbaby. She is all of us, our grandbaby. I hope I said that right. And she is Taryn. I'm telling you, we used to call her Baby T, but she's growing up, so she's little Miss Taryn. And we're so thankful that this woman of God is a part of this great ministry. She is a retired teacher who lived in Oak Park, Illinois, well over 38 years, and then God transitioned them to Tampa, Florida, where she's a member of a Bible-based fellowship church there. And she doesn't sit still. She works. She serves. She loves the Lord, where she is a servant of the Lord. And so she is doing great things in ministry as she serves there. We are thankful that she's a retired teacher who stands on God's word, lives in God's word, preaches God's word. You'll hear that. And we're so thankful that she is a woman who is a prayer warrior. So we're glorifying God that she has blessed us in so many arenas here on the Master Call. And we just glorify God for her. I'm talking about the one, the only, Minister Willa Peterson from Tampa, Florida, the woman who loves the Lord, serves the Lord with gladness. Are you there, Minister Willa?
Yes, I am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away.
God bless you, my sister, and thank you for doing double duty this morning, bringing us in. Oh, we bless the name of Jesus, and there's just something about that name. Oh, that song just stirs me up. I'm telling you. Ooh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Roslyn, for greeting us this morning and for your powerful prayer. Thank you, our TMC family, because without you, there would absolutely be no us. And I'm talking about our family members together around the buffet table. Even if this is your first time here, we thank you for coming, because if it were not for you, we would be preaching to one another. Thank you, my TMC team members. Oh, I know that you are always there. I know that even though some of us have not met one another, haven't seen each other in person, we are tied in spirit. We have kindred spirits. So thank you for being there, not only for being there for me, but being there for one another. And Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patson, what can we say? We are just so thankful and grateful to you for being diligent, for being faithful, being steadfast to God's call upon your life to start the Master's Call without wavering. We thank you for being here. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity to bring forth a word this morning. Now, God, all of you and none of me. Father God, guide and order my footsteps this morning. Guide my mouth, guide my tongue, Lord, guide it as I bring forth your word. I thank you that Minister Rosman, pray that the Holy Spirit takes over in this call, in this message this morning. Oh, we glorify your name and we give you praise. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my family, as I've already said, Minister Brenda, that song, it's so fitting with what I'm going to talk about this morning and to celebrate the gift of Jesus. And one of my favorite scripture verses during this time of year is, but it's one of my favorites anyway, but it just kind of resonates in my heart this time of year, is Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And I look at that and I say, unto us a child, the child is born, but that child grew up to be a son. And then the government rested upon his shoulders. And his name, as he grew, as he became all of who he was and is Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I'm sure each and every one of you has experienced him in that way. And that's why the song, Jesus, 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 there's something about that name. There's something about that name because he is wonderful. There's something about that name because he is our counselor. You know, we can go to friends when things go wrong in our lives, and, you know, we will need to have a caller ID or sometimes leave a message on their voicemail. Or sometimes they might be on another call and they say, wait a minute, girl, you know, I'll call you back. Or sometimes there is no voicemail and the phone just rings. And if you're anything like me, the voicemail is full. But, oh, my God, we can go and we go to them because we might have a pressing issue that we need somebody to talk with about. But, oh, my God, I know that we can go to our counselor, our Father, knowing that we never, ever, ever have to be concerned about having him to say, oh, just wait a minute, I'm talking to Pastor Candy right now. Or I can't take care of that because I'm putting out some fires over here. He is always there for us. He is our counselor. He's wonderful. There's everything that's wonderful about the name of Jesus. I can't think of anything at any time when he was not wonderful. Even when things don't go right in our lives, he's still wonderful. Even when we are challenged in our bodies, he's still wonderful. Even when our finances are not what we want them to be, he is still wonderful. Because we know that he has our best interest at heart. He tells us in his word that he won't leave us or forsaken us. He's wonderful. He is almighty God. Almighty. That means that there's nothing too hard for him. Think back on your life when you've had a situation when you didn't know how you were going to pull through. And you leaned on him. You know, I have a friend who just says sometimes she just has to stretch out on Jesus. Just stretch out on him and just let him guide her. Embrace his power. Embrace that he is almighty. Embrace that he is always there for us. Embrace that he knows the end of the situation from the beginning. Embrace that our God has what's best for us. It may not look like what we want it to be. It may not feel like how we want it to feel, but trust him. Trust him that he is the almighty God, the everlasting Father. In other words, there is no end whatsoever. He's always there. You know, I was out shopping last night, and there was a young lady who was at the store. She was the greet. She was the clerk who checked me out. And she was from India, so she's Hindu. And so as I got ready to leave, because I know that she's Hindu, I was going to say happy holidays to her. She said, Merry Christmas. And I said, Merry Christmas back to her. And so I said, are you Christian? And so she said, no, I'm Hindu. She said, but you know, we all serve the same God. And I had to say to her, but there's a difference. We may all serve the same God, but Jesus is the difference. And I told her that the word of God says that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I must have talked to her for about 10 or 15 minutes and trying to get her to see. And I asked her, has anyone ever shared Jesus with you? And she told me that she had a friend who had shared. And I said, so what did you say? Did you accept the Lord as your personal Savior? And she said, well, you know, I just have a different belief. And you know, the word of God tells us when you go so far, you just shake the dust off your feet and you keep on going. So I believe that as the word of God says that some will plant it, some will water it, but God gives the increase. So I left her and we talked about our souls. She told me that. I said, so what's going to happen to you when you die? She said, oh, well, she said, do you believe in incarnation? I said, no, I do not believe in reincarnation. I said, so what's going to happen to you? She said, well, they're going to take my body and they're going to cremate me and they're going to sprinkle my ashes. I said, but what happens to your soul? What happens to your soul? And so she looked at me. And before I left, I said to her, I said, your ashes might be scattered, but your soul will either go to heaven or you go to hell. And the Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And none gets to the Father except through Jesus Christ. And she looked at me. And I don't know what that look meant, but I hope that look meant that she was pondering what I said to her. And oh my God, not only is he our everlasting Father, but he is our Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. The Word of God tells us in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, not to be anxious for anything, but with prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, to make our requests known to God. And it tells us that the peace, hallelujah, the peace of God that passes all understanding will guide our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. It's that peace. And not only is it the peace of God, but it's the God of peace. He is the one who brings the peace. So I know as we go through this Christmas season, if you're anything like me, you watch the Hallmark channels, the movies. Oh, they're just fabulous movies. I love them because they're so wholesome. And it seems that everybody has a cup of hot chocolate or some apple cider, and that just adds to the warmth of it all. And everybody seems happy, but we have to remember, they are acting. They go home to their lives. They have things going on that are not scripted, just like you and I have. So as we watch those movies, and this may be the Christmas season when a loved one will not be with you this year. This may be the season where the finances are not what you want them to be able to bless your family. This may be the season where someone is sick who was not sick last year. This may be the season where you got some disturbing news. Hallelujah. But I guarantee you, he is the Prince of Peace. This may be that season where you just said, you know, I just had it. I've had it. Don't just have it. Have him. Have him in your heart. Have him in your life, that Prince of Peace. And I promise that he will give you all that you need during this season. So I bless the Lord. You know, as I talk about him being the Prince of Peace, about him being the wonderful Almighty God, the wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, you know, it's all summed up in one of my favorite traditions during this Christmas season, and that's going to hear the Messiah, which I'm going to tonight. And if you're not familiar with the Messiah, listen to it. You know, it's just, as a matter of fact, I fell asleep last night listening to the Messiah with my earphones on. And it's part one of it talks about the prophecy by Isaiah and others in the movement and the Annunciation of the Shepherds. And part two talks about Handel concentrates on the Passion and ends with the Hallelujah Chorus. And then part three, Handel covers Paul's teachings of the resurrection of the dead and Christ's glorification to heaven. Because our Lord and Savior is wonderful. And there's absolutely no one more wonderful, no other counselor, no other mighty God, no other everlasting Father, no other Prince of Peace. And the attributes of our child, Jesus Christ, was born to reign forever and ever and ever. So as we celebrate this Christmas season, let's remember who we are celebrating. Let us remember that it is the Isaiah 9:6. Let us remember that he is wonderful. Let us remember that there is something about that name. As we go through this season, keep that in mind. You know, the glitz, the tinsel, the tree, all of that. Yeah, that's good. But let's move that out of the way. You know, one of my favorite songs is by Jonathan McReynolds. Let's make room for him. So let's make room for Jesus this Christmas season. Let's focus on him this Christmas season, not just this Christmas season, but all the time. But I'm saying this Christmas season because the world can get us taken away from what it is that we're celebrating because of the commercialism of it all. But God is not. Jesus is not commercialized. He's just the real deal. There's none of that stuff that has to be advertised about him because we have him within our lives. You've experienced him in all situations. You've experienced him as everything in Isaiah 9 and 6. So let's celebrate. Celebrate the gift of Jesus. Celebrate who he is. Celebrate what he's done in our lives. Celebrate that he is our Lord, risen Savior, and we shall live forever with him. Celebrate. Now I'm going to tell you, my family, I called Dr. Vanessa yesterday, and I told Dr. Vanessa, there's a lot going on right now, and I may not be able to bring a new message, so can I, is it okay to use a message that I gave before? But let me tell you, the Holy Spirit used me as I'm sitting here. And in my prayer closet this morning, he let me know, you're not going to give that old message. I'm going to give you something else. So I praise him this morning. Hallelujah. I thank him this morning because we are celebrating the gift of Jesus. And I celebrate that the old message wasn't what God wanted me to give because his mercies are new every morning. And great, great, great is his faithfulness. I pray this message, which is just off the throne room, literally, not even written down on paper, not in my computer at all. I hope it's been a blessing to you. Host, are you there?
Well, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, Minister Willa. I'm telling you, that was definitely from the throne room of God, because I'm here to tell you, God changed all the songs that I had in place this morning. The Jesus, there's something about that name was not on the list. And
my
he
God.
Brought me into it. Glory to God. So he's in control. And I just thank you for your obedience to the wonderful God that we serve. And that just brings your message when you're talking about wonderful counselor. I can't help myself, you guys. I know you hear it in your spirit. Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, so lowly, meek and mild, new life, new hope, new joy he brings. Listen to the angels sing, glory, glory, glory to the newborn king. Hallelujah, hallelujah to our wonderful Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for this awesome message and that powerful testimony. I'm telling you, this woman is serving the Lord with gladness, and she and anybody she encounters, you know that the presence of the Lord is with her. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for your obedience and that awesome message. Well, TMC family, I know you've been blessed with that message. You're going to share it with somebody. But let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, gracious, holy, heavenly Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We honor you, oh God, for being God all by yourself. Yes, yes, yes. We thank you for the spirit of truth ruling and reigning within this call, oh God. Thank you for this woman of God who obeyed to your call, obeyed your calling, and just just listen to the Spirit and allow God to use her with this powerful message to remind us that you are wonderful. You are our counselor. You are our guide. You are our truth. You are El Shaddai all by yourself. And we glorify you, O God, for just taking us by the hands and leading each and every one of us, God, to do the things that you will desire us to do. And we thank you, Father, that we all will be obedient to the Spirit of the living God. We thank you, Father God, for those that are going through health challenges. We call them healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against them will prosper. We thank you, Father, for touching Harold and Johnny Stowers and Pastor PK Rosalind's mom and Leslie and Lisa Washington and Duncan and Pat Williams and Keisha and Mother Eleanor and Mother Oliver, all them, Mother Joseph. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in their lives. We call them healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. And we thank you, Father God, for keeping them in perfect peace as their minds stay on you. And, Lord, the bereaved families, we're thanking you for putting your arms around them, Lord God. D. Lee's family, Jerry Lopez's family, Anna Wallace's family, the Quay family, the Clay family, the White family, Lord God, the family of Dudley Haywood and Candy Mosley's family, Father God, the Sumlin and the Walker families. We know, Father God, that you have all things in your hands. So we glorify you, Father, for doing the great work in them, strengthening them, encouraging them, that their loved ones are with you, O God. And we thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against all of these people will prosper. We glorify you, O God, that the peace that surpasses all understanding is abiding with them. We thank you, O God, that as we go into this Christmas season, Father God, that you will continue to rule and reign in our hearts and our minds and our spirit, man, Father God, that you will get all glory, because that's what it's all about, Lord God, that you get the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you in advance for what you're doing in each and every one of our lives. We thank you in advance for what you're doing for the TMCC family. We thank you in advance for what you're doing, Father God, for all of our cities and for this country. And, Lord God, we know that we are victorious in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, hallelujah, and amen. Again, TMC, share this call. Share this message. Share this message. It was a message from the throne room of God. Share it with someone. It's 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-pound. And again, the New Morning Motivational Call is coming up with Testimonial Thursday, and Minister D. Lee, it will be hosting that call, and I know there will be a powerful testimony going forth. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Thank you, thank you, thank you again, Minister Roslyn, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. We give God glory for you. And again, Minister Willa, thank you for your obedience to the Spirit of the Lord, because truly the message was a blessing to each and every one of us. Would you come back and close us out with the benediction? Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Brenda. And oh, that song, Jesus, What a Wonderful Child, hallelujah. Well, I have this poem that I just want to close with. It says, Christmas is a special time to reflect on Jesus Christ. The wonder of his lowly birth brings meaning to our lives. There really is no other reason we celebrate this day, the birth of God's precious Son and the life he willingly gave. But so much seems to distract us in the busyness of our lives. We lose our focus in all the happenings, not knowing we leave out Christ. We lose sight of the true meaning as we endlessly rush about, trying to find that perfect gift seems to cloud our Savior out. We need to stop and reflect a while, remembering our precious Lord, his birth, his life, his sacrifice, and all that he stands for. For though the world may celebrate its things, though for no other reason, let's keep in mind that Jesus Christ is the meaning of this season. God bless you. Go out and have a wonderful Christ Spirit-filled day. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I love me some you. Goodbye until tomorrow.